help the Fed. Steve, they need me to be scared.
Everybody, please stand for the flag salute.
To the flag.
United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Apologize for the late start tonight. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, March 19, 2019. The time is now 8:01. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Yes, we have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for February 19, 2019. I need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Communications.
Yes. Mayor Scarpelli has submitted an event application, excuse me, to hold the 100th Annual Memorial Day Parade on Monday, May 27, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., starting at the Nutley Park Oval.
I'll move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The Nutley Elks has submitted a social affair permit application for their Night at the Races fundraiser for the Nutley Family Service Bureau to be held Saturday, April 13, 2019, from 6 p.m. to 11:59 p.m. at 242 Chestnut Street.
Motion.
Move it.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Reports. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, I have a shade tree report for the month of February 2019.
Commissioner Evans.
Yes, I have a code enforcement report for the month of February 2019.
Commissioner Petracco. I have a public safety monthly report for February 2019. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for March 19, 2019. Public Affairs, $78,458.51. Revenue and Finance, $6,972,472.13. Public Safety, $34,692.56. Public Works, $59,983.85. Parks and Public Property, $62,248.57. Water Utility, $317,542.50. Total payroll, $851,090.39, for a grand total of $8,376,488.51.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
William Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Evans, I only have four questions on your bill list. I'd like to try to avoid Oprah's this week. I have exams. Your first one is 3546. I believe you have two for the same company. Could you explain this, please?
Hold on.
First page, middle of the page, third of the way down.
Three,
3546? The top of yours?
Yes, Inglesino. Yes, I have multiple bills for
Mr.
him.
Could you explain those, please?
Oh, sure. It relates to the work that was done to get us to the point where we had our financing agreements, which we adopted. So it was all the negotiations associated with the financing agreements, as well as the redevelopment agreement for what is known as Phase 2A of the prison redevelopment work. Yeah, that's true.
What was that?
We do have outstanding litigation relating to the environmental class action matter, and there might be some cleanup as to the COA settlement that we negotiated in the fall. So just to be clear, I believe it's relating to the redevelopment, but there might be some of those other part of those bills might have some of those other charges in it. I'm sorry. I will move closer to the mic. That's quite all right. The question was around two bills relating to Inglesino, Wiscala, and the bills primarily relate to the redevelopment work on the Hoffman LaRoche property, now known as PRISM, to negotiate what is known as Phase 2A, which involved the some subdivisions in the major buildings that are on the site. I don't know the specific included in those bills. There may be some other charges related to the class action lawsuit regarding the environmental litigation, which is known as the Batista litigation, and as well as the remainder of the COA settlement negotiation with the courts that occurred in the December-January timeframe.
Commissioner, can you explain that the prison bills will be reimbursed through escrow?
You can say that. As well. Most of the bills that you see for PRISM, there's others now that are coming in here for arterial, are all subject to reimbursement under the redevelopment agreement by PRISM. And we are in the process of summarizing our reimbursement to them, and we will be receiving a check shortly. And that will cover the amount of fees that we incurred for the beginning of Phase 2, which actually goes back earlier than 2018.
When will that be realized? Any time frame?
Yeah, very shortly, because we're in the process of doing the bills, and he's already agreed that he would pay that bill.
You have another one for Ocean Computers here, two down.
Yes, it's
what
replacing.
Is that for?
Sure, it's replacing a computer in the tax collector's area.
The where?
Tax collector.
And the final one is Millennial again. It's pretty close to 3,000.
Yeah, Millennial is a year contract to do grant writing services and investigation, search out grants for the municipality. And you had actually raised it last year regarding the bill. And attached to the bill is their monthly report of the grants that they researched, the grants that they filed, the grants we won, and what is pending. So it's that process.
So is this a monthly
correct
recurrent?
Okay. It's the total fee for the year for that service is $35,000.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move to Board of Commissioner announcements. Any announcements, Commissioners?
I have an announcement, Mayor. I have been informed that Assemblyman Caputo has nominated Tom McEmery, the president of our Nutley Irish American Association, former Nutley Parade Grand Marshal and member of the year and honoree of the John B. Kelly Memorial Foundation, as well as the entire Nutley Irish Association, to one of the most influential persons and organizations in the state of New Jersey. So I'd just like to congratulate President McEmery, who is here with us again this evening, and the Nutley Irish Building. And I want to thank Assemblyman Caputo for recognizing both Tom and the Nutley Irish for all the good that they do.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good news.
You're welcome. Good news.
Hey, Mayor, may I add something?
Sure.
Thanks, Commissioner Tucci. That was good. Well-deserved, Mr. McHenry. And as I said at the last meeting, to carry on the tradition that the Nutley Irish have for this community has been an asset to all of us. And thank you very much. Thank you.
Any other announcements?
I do, Mr. Mayor, if I may. On a sadder note, this week, last week, we lost an icon in Nutley. And I know everybody on this board will know who it is. That man's name is Al Gargiulo. Tommy Gargiulo's a gym teacher, I think, at Lincoln School. It's his dad, Michael, and Joey. And I have to tell you, Al Gargiulo gave back so much to this community. He was everyone's baseball coach, everyone's basketball coach for many, many years, but coaching the Nutley Chiefs. I don't know if you remember that one, Mr. Mayor. The baseball team with Billy McDonald on it, and it just brings back so many good memories. And I have to say, playing for Al Gargiulo taught me and many other kids life lessons, not just how to be a good athlete, but how to be a good person, how to handle yourself, how to never quit, how to keep going, and how, most importantly, to pay it forward. And he's a great man. He was living down in Florida, I believe, the last couple of years. They had the memorial at Biondi's, and if we can, I'd just like to have a moment of silence for a great man and my former coach.
If I can add,
please.
He was a great coach. He was my Legion coach. But I'd also like to add in a moment of silence for Danny Maurice also, who did a lot for the American Legion. So we just have a moment of silence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Tucci, resolution.
Excuse me, Mayor, just one real quick thing.
Sure.
It's a little early, but it will be in April for our next meeting. The clerk's office will be open late in April, three nights for dog and cat registrations. So that's coming up in the month of April. So we'll say more about that. It'll be up on the website. But I just wanted to start the ball rolling tonight and just help people understand the volume is you know, between dogs and cats, it's a couple thousand pets that need to be processed. So we're looking at whatever we can do from that standpoint to provide evening hours so people can come in and get their licenses up to date. We'll say more about that in April when we have more. And it's also, I know, Commissioner Rogers, you have your rabies clinic as well that comes up in April. Okay.
Any other announcements?
I just like to dovetail a little bit on what Morrow said about the Nutley Irish and Steve. And Tom, congratulations. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget that moment of silence. Best parade, it's, you know, snow, all that stuff. You guys always come through, and I always have a ball there myself, and I have a lot of fun with you people. So, you know, with the support of Commissioner Tucci and the Board of Commissioners, you know, the Nutley Irish, I just want to say God bless you and keep it going. You're really doing a good job. Thank you.
Resolutions.
Okay, here we go. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provision of RS 40A-4-59, the following transfer of 2018 appropriation reserves be and same are hereby authorized and approved: from Department of Parks and Public Property, from Group Insurance, $50,000 to Economic Development in the like amount. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property, Township of Nutley, has a need to renovate the Town Hall Municipal Clerk's Office and Cashier's Office and to improve the safety there. And whereas two quotes were received, and the lowest quote was received from Contemporary Glass Service, 158 Bloomfield Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, in the amount of $19,479.99, which is below the Township bid threshold. And whereas funds are available from account number G-04-154401, ordinance number 3372A, in the amount of $18,055.85, and G-04-159401, ordinance number 3408A, in the amount of $1,424.15, for a total amount of $19,479.99, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Contemporary Glass Service, 158 Bloomfield Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, be awarded a contract to renovate the Township Hall Municipal Clerk's Office and Cashier's Office. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas Department of Parks and Public Property in Township of Nutley has a need to maintain a geese-free environment, or as best we can, at the Township Parks, and whereas Preferred Outdoor Experience LLC, Great Meadows, New Jersey, is a specialized service that has been effective in the past, will provide the service in the amount of $429 per week for an annual maintenance contract in the amount of $22,308, which is below the Township bid threshold, but above the New Jersey State mandated pay-to-play threshold, and whereas Preferred Outdoor Experience has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 19:44A20.5 or the Township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance or New Jersey Elect Commission disclosure requirements, and that the contract will bar the owner of Preferred Outdoor Experience from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account 9-01-504-205, which have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, subject to the adoption of the 2019 municipal budget, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, and New Jersey, that we are authorized to enter into a 52-week maintenance contract with Preferred Outdoor Experience, Great Meadows, New Jersey. I move the resolution, and just as an added note, this is a service that does not harm the geese in any way, shape, or form. It just chases them out of our parks and keeps our park clean so our residents and our pets can enjoy them. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. My first resolution is for $2,036,000 in bond anticipation notes. These are short-term, one-year notes. We continue to track the bond market. The Federal Reserve has eased off on rate increases, so it's still in our best interest to look at the short-term borrowing and continue to do that. So this first resolution authorizes the township to bond the issuance of bonds in an amount not to exceed $2,036,808, and that the obligations would not be greater than 1 year. I move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer B. and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of tax charges in the amount of $3,355.87 for Block 2800, Lot 8. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Being resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS 48:4-59, the following transfer of the 2018 appropriation reserves being the same are hereby authorized and approved from Administration of Township Ordinances Salary and Wage $5,000 to Administration of Township Ordinances ONE $5,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My next three resolutions are establish the temporary budget for 2019. We're allowed by statute to establish a temporary operating budget that would not be greater than 26 1/4% of the 2018 budget that was approved by last year. So the first resolution addresses the operating budget for the municipality, whereas NJSA 48:4-20 provides that where contracts, commitments, or payments are made prior to the final adoption of the 2019 budget, emergency appropriations may be fully lawfully made for the purposes and the amounts required in a manner and time therein provided, whereas the total emergency temporary resolutions adopted in the year 2019 pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 96, PL 1951, including this resolution, totaled $14,281,235. Now, therefore, be resolved that in accordance with NJSA 48:4-21, the emergency temporary appropriation being the same or hereby made for the total amount of $14,281,235, and that said emergency appropriation will be provided for in the 2019 budget, and that's distributed across all of the departments of the municipality, so the Mayor's Office, Department of Public Affairs, Department of Revenue and Finance, Public Safety, Parks and Buildings. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The next one related to the temporary budget authorization relates to the water utility for the same reason. In this case, the emergency temporary resolution for 19 pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 96 PL 1951 is $1,155,058. And that this amount will be included in the 2019 water utility budget for the accounts that are included and distributed in the resolution. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And the last relates to debt payment. Whereas New Jersey Statutes 48:4-19 provides that where debt service is to be paid in 2019 prior to the time of the final adoption of the 2019 budget, temporary appropriations should be made for the amount of such debt service in the manner and time therein. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the following temporary appropriations are made. Interest on bonds, $83,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The last resolution that I have in my packet actually is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners, and this resolution relates to requesting that the Planning Board conduct a preliminary investigation into whether an area of the municipality is an area in need of redevelopment. Specifically, this resolution covers the lots and blocks by the what is known as the Ciccolini site from High Street down to Vreeland on the west side of the block. So now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the Planning Board of the Township is hereby directed to conduct a preliminary investigation to determine whether the aforementioned property or any portions thereof constitute a condemnation area in need of redevelopment according to the criteria set forth in NJSA 48:12A-5. The Planning Board of the Township is hereby directed to study the area covering the lots and blocks in here, including here, but that area is High Street down to Vreeland on the west side of the block. The results of the preliminary investigation shall be submitted to the board for review and consideration in determining whether to declare the property or any portion thereof as a condemnation area in need of redevelopment in accordance with the statute. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Resolution appointing Adriana Russo as interim administrator of the Municipal Court of Township of Nutley for a one-year term, whereas Adriana Russo serves as an interim municipal court administrator of the Nutley Municipal Court since April 4, 2017, and whereas it is the desire of the Board of Commissioners to reappoint Adriana Russo as an interim administrator of the Municipal Court of Township of Nutley from April 4, 2019, for a one-year term expiring April 3, 2020. Whereas it is required that the interim municipal court administrator complete the required municipal certification within 3 years from the date of hire appointment to obtain certification pursuant to NJSA 211-2D, and whereas the interim municipal administrator of the court can be reappointed yearly for 2 years until certification is obtained. And now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, as follows. Adriana Russo be and is hereby reappointed interim administrator of Municipal Court of the Township of Nutley for a one-year term beginning April 4, 2019. Two, the resolution shall take effect immediately. Before I pass this resolution, I would just like to say that Adriana Russo has been really a stellar employee and doing a great job with the court. in Nutley. She's a team player, and I only have nice things to really say about her. She's really fit that that position well for us. So I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Linda DeModica, an employee in the Department of Public Safety, be granted a medical leave of absence without pay effective February 17th through April 15th, 2019. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: VFW Post Number 493, License Number 1819, Off Premise 50/50 Cash Raffle License, to be held Wednesday, July 10, 2019. Nutley Family Service Bureau, License Number 1919, Off Premise Merchandise Raffle, and License Number 2019, Night at the Races Raffle, both to be held Saturday, April 13, 2019, whereas applications have been reviewed and approved by the Municipal Clerk and the Police Department. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the Municipal Clerk is authorized to issue the raffle license. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco. Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with provisions of RS 40A-40-59, the following transfers of 2018 appropriation reserves be and the same are hereby authorized and approved. From water operations, other expenses, $10,000, water operations salary and wage, $10,000, water operation O&E, $10,000, and group insurance, $20,000, to Passaic Valley Water, $50,000, and road repair, other expenses, a park lot, other expenses, $23,000, be to road repair, salary wage, $10,000, recycling salary wage, $10,000, park lot salary wage, $3,000, for a total of $73,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and those addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor, the presiding officer, or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Good evening. Amy Christman, 237 River Road. My question is really has to do with the Parks and Rec Department, and I was curious Mr. Tucci's knowledge of the Nutley United program.
Mm-hmm. I am familiar with it.
And I have some concerns about the upper level team, the U19 team, which is high school level, and I was curious as to, with regards to the boys team, mm-hmm. why senior boys are not being allowed to participate when they fall into the appropriate age group.
I'm sorry, why they...
They're not being allowed to participate when they fall into the appropriate age group. So I was told, this is what I was told.
Okay.
I was told that it is a numbers game and that the Nutley United team is for underclassmen, which is not can't really be true, because if it's a U19 team, that's for boys who were born in 2000 and 2001, so that would really be seniors. And I was also told that the seniors can't play because, well, they won't benefit, it won't benefit the high school next year. That's what I was told.
I'm not questioning what
you told.
I'm just responding and reacting
to
it. Okay.
So I was just wondering what you knew about it or didn't know about it.
I am not familiar with this situation,
okay.
But I will be happy to investigate it and find out what exactly is going on or what is not going on.
I know a lot of boys wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for sure.
That's a good thing, right?
That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are 5 to 6 seniors who are very interested in playing.
Okay.
And I actually went up to the field and I spoke to the coaches the other day who were sort of like, they kind of had their hands tied and the information is trickling down to them as to what they're supposed to do, which I understand. You know, and I just said, but, you know, they are the appropriate age. Well, we don't have enough space, is what I was told. But I was like, well, then why didn't you make 2 teams? Because there was almost enough for 2 teams. They said, well, you know, kids stop showing up. And I said, I get that. And I said, well, then why weren't there tryouts? Because every other level of Nutley United
right.
has tryouts. Oh, well, this is the way it's, I have an email exchange with an employee of yours. And basically I was told, this is the way it's always been done. This
okay.
is the way it was done before me, and this is the way it will remain. And I said, just because it's been done for that long doesn't make it correct.
I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm here, because I disagree with that response, and I wanted to get you involved.
Well, I appreciate that. And we, just as a matter of fact, we give our coaches and our United teams a lot of latitude, but our purpose is to offer a positive experience for all of our children, all right, from the real small ones up to through the seniors.
Yeah.
And let me look into this and find out exactly
yeah.
what's going on.
Okay.
If something needs to be changed,
yeah.
I'll be happy to do that. Our
okay.
purpose is, again, to make
right.
sure that our children participate and have a good time and enjoy themselves
right.
and build
yeah.
relationships
yeah.
that they're going to carry with them
yeah.
throughout their whole lives.
Yeah, I mean, the underlying feeling I was getting was that, you know, they want the younger kids, you know, the younger grade levels to play so they can be stronger for the high school team. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of boys who leave Nutley High.
Right.
So, it happens to be like there's a couple boys from Seton Hall. There's a couple boys from Bergen Catholic and St. Peter's. And they all grew up playing Nutley together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when they separated to high school, so now they've come back and they've played Nutley United together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like their last
hurrah. Which is a good thing.
Yeah,
yes.
and it's but it's their last time to kind of
yeah.
get together, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think it's wonderful that they all want to come together and play, you know.
Well, part of our purpose, I don't mean to interrupt
no,
you,
that's
part
okay.
of our purpose is to become a feeder program for the high school, all right? But even beyond high school, there's nothing that says we shouldn't be a feeder program for any colleges or any other institutions that any of our children want to go play in. I mean, That's why we're here. We're here
Correct.
To support all of them.
Correct. I mean, I understand the purpose of a feeder program,
mm-hmm.
but not with limiting other kids.
Right. And it was never intended, nor will it ever be intended under my tenure, to be exclusionary for anyone. So give me an opportunity to check into it, and I know where to find you, and I will call you and perhaps sit down and we'll talk about it, but at the very least we'll have a conversation and I'll give you an explanation.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. I have a question for Mr. Petracco and Mr. Evans. Mr. Petracco, I approached you several times about having a public meeting about overnight parking. Is it possible we can pencil in a date?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny that you should bring that up because I brought it up tonight again. And actually, I made a comment on that Nutley Citizens. I don't know if you saw it because of, you know, it's becoming a hot topic. And I think that there needs to be a discussion. I think people need to have their voices heard about this. It's, like I said in my post, it's not 1970, and I get it. And there's a lot of reasons why we do have that ordinance in effect. But it's becoming a bigger and bigger obstacle, so to speak. But I'll work with Sam tomorrow about coming up with a date to do that. And I don't even know if we should do that as a special meeting here that the whole Board of Commissioners can hear that, or if we could
dovetail that on one of the commission meetings, and then
I'd
after
like
the meeting.
I'd like to suggest after a commission meeting.
I mean, would we have to advertise for that or anything? Or
if we're all here, we would.
Yeah. So, I mean, if everybody's willing.
I'm an attorney, but I believe I'm correct.
That is correct. If more than two of you are here, you have to have a public notice, public advertisement.
Okay. Even though if it's a continuation of a meeting?
No, if it's part of the same meeting, you could if you put it on the agenda. But if you're going to have a separate meeting, it has to be separately advertised.
Okay, so we'll work out that, I'll see what we could work out tomorrow and try to get it on the agenda then.
I think, because I was at the Board of Ed meeting last night. And
I was too.
Considering 2%, I have a funny feeling this is going to be a tremendous impact because there's going to be a lot of cuts to programs, and the apartments in Nutley will not become as wanted as everybody else thought they were going to be. A lot of people moved to Nutley because of the school, but with the 2% cap, there's going to be a lot of cuts. So it's going to be difficult to attract people later on, and this would just add to that.
What could add to that? The parking problem?
The parking problem. Oh, okay. A lot of people are not going to move to Nutley because it's the school system.
I mean, you know what, Rory, I have to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of people here, and I know that the debate is getting bigger of people that are saying that they don't want it. So you're correct.
I understand that.
But I have to say there's a lot of reasons and there's a lot of benefit to keeping that ordinance the way it is.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. Yeah. But there is a forum to say it does really need to be addressed. Just because we don't want to doesn't mean that we can avoid it. How much longer?
No, I'm not avoiding it, and I agree with you. I think that it's time that it becomes a discussion and the whole board gets to listen to as many residents that will come out and speak about it. And then at the end of the day, we're your elected officials. We're going to have to, you know, vote on it or do something to see.
It's a hot issue. We know that either way. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
But just for the record, it's not an easy issue.
You said it was going
to
be.
Right. It's not an easy issue because I have to say I've lived in Nutley my whole life, and it is what separates us from a lot of towns, you know, such as the plowing, you know, that we're able to go curb to curb. As far as the policing is concerned, if we see a vehicle parked overnight, it raises the antenna on a police officer. What's that car doing there? So things like that. So there's a debate. I'm not so sure what side of the fence I'm on anymore because it is an issue.
I get my crystal ball out.
Wow, okay.
Mr. Evans, last night I was at the Board of Ed meeting, and I have to say that Ms. Glazer laid out her plan a lot better than you do as the Board of Commissioners because she demonstrated here's 2%, 3%, and she showed what the deficits were going to be. And in my opinion, I thought the board acted very rational last night because it's 2% cap, and there's going to be a lot of cuts. But what I noticed that different there's no more public education for the teachers. You still provide that for your staff. You see a lot in the bill list, you send people to school. They stop that. And they took very serious steps to eliminate a lot of extra things that were good or enjoyable. But now that it's going to 2%, they were serious. And the one thing I noticed was about the cell phones. The only one, because I asked a question, the only ones who have a cell phone are people who have children in their care. That's it. And they actually watch the bill where we just give them out. I had, in my opinion, I thought, and I will conclude with this, I thought that she did a much better job of actually going down to the nickels and dimes to try to figure out what it was. And part of this was they were talking about how all-day kindergarten might be cut and there's other programs that would probably have to be cut. But I admired her for standing up there and put it out so that people could actually see it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. I know the ink hasn't dried on the new storm runoff law, but I was wondering if you have any information on how that's going to affect the homeowners in Nutley. I mean, I read about it, and I really wasn't too clear on how this is going to work. Are you familiar?
Mrs. Rubino, I don't think it's going to affect them at all, because I think it'd have to come through my department, and I don't think we plan on adding any additional tax to the people of Nutley.
So. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
I would like to say something to Commissioner Petracco about the overnight parking, and not just it's an overall statement, but people move into town for a reason. Then when they get here, they try to change it. So there's a reason they move in here to begin with, and I think we should keep that in mind before we start changing a lot of things. So that's my thought of the day.
I just have a comment. One is that we have not introduced our budget yet. The school board did have to introduce their budget. We as a board have had many conversations already about how we have to look at our spending and try and control it. I think a point of clarification that helps every taxpayer understand the nature of that challenge is a very simple statistic. In order for us, or the board, or anyone, to affect our tax rate by one penny. So the tax rate for 2018 was $3.51 for per hundred of assessed value. In order for us to make that $3.50 versus $3.51, we would need to reduce spending or increase revenue by $326,000. And the benefit of that would move property tax on the average taxpayer by $32 a year, or roughly $8 a quarter. So the challenge that we have as a board, and as anybody who's sitting looking at public sector costs to provide services for the health, welfare, and safety of the community, is a very daunting one. And I think we are continuing to look through our budget to look at areas where we can identify spending. I will say that I, being the former chief learning officer of PricewaterhouseCoopers and doing that for many years, I firmly believe in the importance of educating your employee staff, because a well-educated staff, you can actually do more with less. So if we are going to look for efficiencies, a well-trained staff getting it done right the first time is important. And in my area, I have many positions that have significant statutory requirements and law changes that are requirement in order for them to be maintain currency in their job. And I do believe that that's an employer cost. And for my department, I will not change that position. So I will invest in my people as necessary. I'm careful about where they go and what they do, but I think it's a necessary cost of doing business. And I think we all have to appreciate that. Imagine if we were to sit back and say that, by the way, police officers don't get trained anymore. Just said, we don't do training, don't believe in that training. Where would that leave us with police officers, given the challenges that they have? When you look at the nature of how complex these roles have become, I think we can and should talk more about why it's important to do this. And when we do introduce our budget, we will provide an explanation of where we're spending our money and why we're spending it in those areas. As far as something like cell phones, in my department, I have very few cell phones, and I look at them, and we all should be looking at that. But again, a cell phone bill, when you look at the total cost of cell phones for the year, it doesn't make a significant dent in the $326,000 bogey we have to reduce the tax rate by one penny. So there's much to be said about that, but I think it's important that people understand how significant the challenges when you look at the cost structure that is associated with providing for the health, welfare, and safety of a community. Thank you.
Anything else, commissioners? Seeing none, can we motion to adjourn?
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Good night, everybody.
The time is 8:45.